The depressed.
Okay. We're recording. Oh. I didn't check the levels, but...
Check.
Check. Check, check, check. Wait.
Check?
Check. Maybe mine's not even plugged in. Oh, I'm just low. Okay. Yeah, fuck it. You guys get to hear all this, though. This counts. Fuck
That's
you.
Behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain and,
they like that
and
shit.
Above the penis.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of that shit, Adam?
What's above the penis? Your stomach?
Oh wait, Nick's not even plugged in.
No hits below the penis.
Damn, stop saying funny shit, dude. You're not, it's not picking you up.
It should be. You know what? You might want to fuck with the headphones. Yeah, we got 1, 2. And check, check.
No, you're not. Well, this is all going in, guys.
Oh, yeah, actually, this counts for an hour.
Check.
Nope, still not, and still nothing. Oh, it just wasn't plugged in.
There we go.
The wire literally was just loose. I think, yeah, Nick just said something about keeping it above the penis.
Keeping it below the penis.
Let's keep it below the penis.
Oh, let's
no hits below the penis, folks. All right, I want a good, clean fight. No hits above or below the penis. Penis shots only.
Straight penis shots.
I want a good, clean penis fight. Fellas, you know the rules. Only shots above and below
above
the penis.
Above and below the penis and not allowed. Only directly
a
on
good,
top of the penis.
Clean sexual fight. Sexually.
Two guys slapping each other's cocks in a ring. Hundreds of thousands of Chinese men in the audience watching. Two giant Russians hit each other's cocks.
Not even screaming, just politely applauding. Yeah. Just silent.
Gasping and applauding. And
just a very subdued audience.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God, that sounds great.
Well, everyone, this is a bonus app, but we are... Wait.
No, this is the regular app.
This is the regular app, but we are recording it on Columbus Day. Mm-hmm. So,
and on the eve of another momentous... Well, no, you're not getting the tooth. You're getting extra fittings.
I'm taking a train after this podcast. I'm taking the Amtrak to Baltimore Penn Station, where my little brother will pick me up. Mm-hmm. Where we will maybe go to Royal Farms afterwards. Who knows?
By your brother's house.
Yes, my house.
You'll do that drive through...
Through East Baltimore.
Some of the worst.
That's a horrible... Penn Station to Greektown is a tough drive.
I took an Uber when I went to your brother's house last time. That is a trail of tears.
That's where Chinese restaurant is, Nick. Remember that one?
Green Mountain Avenue.
You passed that?
Sorry, I'm trying to get all of this shit set up for...
No worries, man. But yeah, and I will be going, and then I will be going to Rosedale, Maryland, which we haven't really a not heralded suburb. We've
definitely got to hit that one.
We've spoken of Dundalk quite a bit. You know, we've done a lot of the DC suburbs.
Uh-huh.
Rosedale, however, you know, maybe a bit of a classier Dundalk. There's lots of motels where I suspect prostitutes are hired and fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Probably anonymous gay sex happens there, I would have to guess. There's one called the El Rich Motel that I pass that looks like a horror's den, particularly. that's where I played soccer. Youth soccer was in the Rosedale League, in case anyone's wondering. I was an all-star, and I was offered to be on the travel team, but I had too many Greek school obligations.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would have. Anyway, I will be going there, and I will be getting x-rayed, and I will be getting fitted for an implant. And then 2 weeks after that, on Halloween week, I will have an implant.
And your costume will be a man with a full set of teeth.
Yeah, the one week of the year that it's acceptable to not have a tooth. I will actually have one.
Yeah, you've been looking like a jack-o'-lantern for 2 years now.
And I couldn't hold off. Maybe I'll put a little light in my mouth.
A little what?
A little light in my mouth these last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to miss it, dude. I'm going to miss not having a tooth. It's fun.
What if it was your power, like Samson?
I'm like reverse Samson?
Well, with hair, but yeah, whatever. What if you come back with a tooth, but also hair
yeah,
plugs?
I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Something weird happened.
I don't know.
I go away for a week. Yeah, I need a week for the tooth to heal, and I just come back with beautiful hair. Dude, a friend of ours, and I won't put him on blast because he's not going to do it, and he doesn't need to, but he was considering going to the best guy in L.A. for plugs.
Mm. Beverly Hills.
But maybe I should go, dude.
Bobby? Hair plug to the stars.
No.
Who else is bald?
No one's... The guy isn't even bald. He's just, like, fucking worried about his hairline.
Hmm. Guys, you don't want to put on blast.
It's Evan Williams.
It's Evan Williams?
No, it's not.
Yeah, Evan Williams' hairline is fine.
He looks great. I think a different balder friend of his was discussing it, and I will not put him on blast.
Oh. Okay.
But anyway, maybe I should go. I think it would cost like $50,000. Should I spend that much money?
$50,000?
Yeah, if you're this bald.
To not be bald.
Yeah, I mean, yes, of course you should do it. You should 1,000,000% do that.
Dude, wouldn't it be awesome if I had hair, dude? But you can't, apparently you can't fucking sweat. You can't do any exercise, which is going to be an issue for me.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing yoga.
Wait, you can't do exercise?
No, you can't. Your hair, your head, you can't do any trauma to your head whatsoever.
That's why LeBron's plugs always fall out?
I guess so, dude.
He just gets new plugs every offseason?
That's what you have to do. No, there's like a month where you can't do shit.
Oh, for a month.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
What do you mean you can't do it? You can't like move your eyebrows?
Yeah, dude, you can't really move your head at all. No, dude, I can't have, you know, athletic sex. Like, damn. Off the handlebars.
You're going to have to, like, go back into broken foot mode.
Mm-hmm. I can't go back there, dude. I can never go back to that mode, dude. I'll kill myself before I go back.
What do fat people having sex even look like? I can't even imagine it.
Powerful.
No.
Beautiful.
Fat.
Two bodies.
Yeah, how do you slow down... Because of the mass that you're bringing.
Yes.
How do you slow it down right before impact? You got to slow it down.
Sure.
You want to blaster through the wall, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is a problem. And that's why, I think that's a lot of where my
Damn, this is what he looks like.
Let me see.
This is what he looks like when he fucks.
Let me see. What is that? First of all, no, it is
yeah,
not.
Yeah, 100%. Dude.
That lady is also very fat.
No, that's those are two guys, aren't they?
Yeah, this is what he looks
you
like.
You just can't tell? Damn, bro.
No, I look beautiful when I fuck. Thank you very much. I look great.
But you can't go in full pump without
yes,
pulling back.
He has to hold his stomach up.
Oh,
like
my
God.
I don't have to hold my stomach back to fuck. I do not.
You have to lift it up.
Now, you know, sometimes, depending mm-hmm. on the position, is yeah. it, are some
that looks
challenging?
Like, that looks like Stav's penis, too.
Let me see.
Damn.
Awesome and tasty looking. For
that
women.
Dick sucks. Yeah, no, that's you.
No, come on, man. Yeah. That's not what my dick looks like.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not that fat.
Yeah, here's you and Eldest.
Nah, yeah. Nick's not even on the internet. There's the pictures of fat men having gay sex just in his albums.
Yeah, called Stav and Eldest having sex.
Yeah, that's how you get around it.
Stav and Eldest.
I'm making fun of my friend.
Stav and Eldest having
sex. I'm not gay.
LOL.
Dude, at a certain point, like, your game of gay chicken that you've been playing with Eldest your entire life is going to result in sex.
I know. I'm really scared.
It's going to result in full penetrative homosexual sex.
I don't think I will. I don't think it'll be full penetrative, but I can easily see Eldest sucking my cock and me being like, no. Like, he's put his face really close to my
penis. I don't
want to
lose.
Literally, dude. Yeah. I almost touched his dick once and it was too close for, it was too close.
Too close for comfort?
Too close for comfort, dude. But anyway, but we've chilled back. We haven't really played that much gay chicken because his girlfriend lives with us now.
So, out of respect.
Out of respect.
Out of respect. Once he's single again.
Dude. Or if they live in
God forbid.
Or if they live in a different apartment. If they move out and he comes to visit and it's just the boys.
Yeah. She can't be under the same roof, though.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's cheating.
It would be cheating if she's there. But if she's not, it's all boys having fun. Are you still looking at fat people having sex?
Yeah, I was trying to find a good one.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of I think the normal way most people have sex, but with some stretching so that I don't pull a hamstring.
I imagine it's safer if you're on the bottom.
Well, sure, but, you know, that's a bracing yourself is an upper body exercise.
Yeah, she has to balance sort of like on one of those exercise balls that people sit at their desks at in one of those cool offices.
Yeah, absolutely. But I will say I have no issues getting on top. And you can really – see, here's the problem. I'm fat, but I also have to make use of a – you know,
very small penis.
Not very small. Not very small. But nice, but not show-stopping. I'll put it that way. It's not a showstopper.
Uh-huh.
So being on top is how you, with certain angles, is how you really make use of a limited, let's say, penis.
I heard a description for my dick once that really hurt my feelings. Called boyfriend penis.
Yeah, you've talked about that.
Mm-hmm. This is where you say like something that really hurts my feelings
is that
you
it doesn't
give yourself
hurt
a compliment.
Women. No,
is that you compliment yourself?
It's not a compliment.
I was really upset the other day because someone said I was really handsome.
Is that my dick can't blow anyone's back out?
Somebody told me that I was really handsome.
Well, that's only because you don't have the effort, dude.
Oh, because I'm lazy.
You're lazy.
I have tenacity
No, you don't.
In the bay room, I do.
No, you don't.
Uh-oh. Looks like there's a bunch of bugs in the ceiling fan again.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's dangerous.
I don't even know how you clean that out.
You got to take
You ever, like, clean the top of your fan, you like, once it. A year, and you're like, oh, damn, I'm a mess.
Yeah, this sucks. I'm breathing in this bullshit.
Yeah. What is that? Is that dead skin?
Dead skin.
I did the under the bed dust today.
In your
and
case,
it was
it's liquefied cum of other, or not liquefied, but aired cum of men.
Sure.
Something like that.
Atomized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate having to fucking dust the corners of rooms.
It's I got that tobacco too hot and it didn't taste good that time.
It smelled good.
It smells good, but I burned it or something, and it burned my mouth when I was inhaling it or puffing on it.
Nick was doing some case work with his pipe.
I was doing pipe smoke. We were solving the case of, I guess I shouldn't really.
It's redacted, but.
Yeah, redacted, but.
But it's something you guys would love to hear
about.
You would
love to hear it. We've got new information.
We will not tell
you. Yeah, we'll never tell you guys.
We'll never tell you, but believe me, you'd love it.
No matter how many DMs we get.
Yep.
Yeah.
Say, motherfucker.
Fuck
what was
you.
That?
Suck our hard cocks.
It's Christopher Columbus Day.
Mm-hmm. Dago Martin Luther King
Brian,
Day.
Brian has prepared a book report on Christopher Columbus that he's going to read for us. So, Brian, thank you, everyone. As
Hi,
you know,
Brian.
My family is Italian.
He's doing an Italian accent, everyone.
My
Nick's
a New
Italian
Jersey
accent.
My name is Brian, and I'm Italian.
And I'm from and where, Sicily?
A lot of people didn't used to consider people like me human just because we're Italian. They would put us in special hospitals where you had to stay in the dark throwing feces at other Italian people. And it wasn't until Geraldo did a special on the hospital in Staten Island where they kept Italians that they stopped tweeting us like this.
Thank you, Brian. Very good.
Yeah. Good.
And
good
that's
job,
the story
Brian.
Of Columbus Day.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. That was very good and informative.
Yeah. Isn't it great that we're helping him by giving him, he's our intern?
Brian.
Yeah. He does great work.
Brian.
He's actually.
Brian DeFiglia. Le Guglia Banzio.
Brian.
Brian the Figlia Guglia Banzio. Brian the Trisomy.
The Trisomy
Chromosonio.
That's his last name, huh?
Yeah, he's Italian.
From his island. From his village.
From Italy.
From the other side.
Yeah.
I saw a guy, I was walking in the city and I saw just some fucking guy in a tank top just old as shit, tan as shit, like leathery, curly, balding ass hair. And he was just dressed in like fucking, you know, Dago colors. And he was holding up a red, green, and white sign that said "Elect Cuomo." It's like, what is he even running for anything? No, right?
There's always more Cuomos.
Yeah, they reproduce like Agent Smith.
Mm-hmm. So where there's the guy on TV and there's the guy that's governor, right?
Yeah.
The governor's divorced,
like,
dude.
They're He's like out. The Andretti's.
They're like the bald ones.
Yeah, they're like the the Andretti family. There's Mario Andretti, Luigi Andretti, Wario Andretti, Yoshi Andretti.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Bowser?
Yeah, Bowser Andretti.
Princess Peach Andretti.
No, that's from Mario.
What? The game.
That's from Super Mario.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, sorry.
A man's name would be Princess Peach?
Yeah.
No, it's the girl.
Dude, you are so
You're
stupid.
You're fucking dumb as shit, dude.
You're so stupid, dude.
Whatever, bro.
You're fucking stupid. The governor is single, apparently. He's divorced.
Mm-hmm. The governor of what?
New York Cuomo, dude.
New York has a governor?
He was doing a...
He's getting pussy now, dude, probably.
He was doing a Columbus Day Italian thing where he was talking in Italian today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can he speak Italian?
I don't know. I don't know Italian, but it sounded like...
It's so funny that people are proud to be Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's such a shameful thing.
They aren't even there.
If there's one thing I'm proud of being, it's Italian.
But it's also like guys that have been here, their family has been here like six generations. You're not Italian, bro. You're just a fucking mayo-ass, cracker-ass white boy.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike me, a true Mediterranean American.
Mm-hmm.
A minority in this country.
Trans people are Mediterranean, too.
Is that so?
I don't know. I think that's what Mediterranean means.
No, it doesn't. It means...
We are halfway below the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Half.
What's the other half?
They got 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot in the doctor's office. living life from a quarter mile at a time.
I guess the rates of murder for trans women in particular is pretty high.
I guess.
If that's what you're talking about. Is that what you mean by 1 foot in the grave?
Yeah, that's the point he was making. Let's just move on.
I've got clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Suck in a penis.
They should.
With
they
you.
Really missed out their opportunity to play that during the
dude. You should you should direct. You should do a fan edit of Joker,
mm-hmm. where he's dancing on the steps.
The Adam Friedland movie.
Just stuck in the middle
Everyone's
with you.
Everyone's mean to me. They say I'm handsome and that I have my boyfriend penis.
My penis is the kind you'd want to be in a committed relationship.
That's
well,
that's
so mean.
Thing.
It doesn't.
I have to broadcast this really hurtful insult.
Shut up.
Every
6 months,
people.
Every 6 months on my podcast.
I have to announce to everyone that somebody
I don't remember
said
what I say on this.
A really mean thing.
We all...
You're bad, Murray, or whatever the fuck the Robert De Niro character is.
I don't care that your dick is huge, Robert De Niro. Now I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you, too.
Your dick is big.
Knock,
I'm going to fuck this old
knock,
lady.
Knock, knock, who's there? And then it's like a joke that I said like 3 weeks ago, and Robert De Niro's like... You can't do that, Joker. That's someone else's joke. You can't just go on TV stealing people's jokes, Joker.
Why not?
Why can't I do other people's jokes?
Continue. Keep going.
And then you kill Robert De Niro because his dick is bigger than yours.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be brave enough to do that on TV.
Well, what if somebody else did it 3 weeks before?
Then I would.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what your Joker is. Some other guy trying to do the same shit 3 weeks later.
Yeah, trying to make my bomb video go viral.
You kill like someone on public access in the same makeup.
Yeah. I have what's it called? Mental illness? Is that... Sorry, I have a condition where I laugh at my own jokes only. Where I only laugh at...
I don't laugh at my own jokes.
Sorry, ma'am. Stop bothering my son. I was just trying to take a picture of him to post on the internet because I wanted to make fun of your son for being black. but indirectly.
I've never done that before.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to post a picture of your black son on Instagram and point out that he's wearing Steve Harvey's clothes, but he's a black baby.
I would love to see a baby like that.
I know, dude. I would too, but I would never take a picture of it and post it on Instagram.
That's true.
That's what I call my Joker line.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So even the Jokers have lines.
I've never identified with the Joker, but I do identify with the Clock King.
The Clock King?
Who is that?
He just loves clocks.
Mm-hmm. Is that a,
crime?
Batman villain that just loves clocks.
Oh, shit. Damn. You know what's a good one is the guy that's the puppet guy. I like that guy.
Mr. Pixelixir.
That guy was really scary to me.
That guy was fucked up.
Mix Pixelixir, that motherfucker.
I guess.
Yeah, this dude. And he's got his glasses.
Oh,
clocks.
Yeah. That's kind of a stretch, dude.
What do you mean?
Just a guy that likes clocks.
Yeah, look at his tie. It's got clocks
that
on it.
That kind of sucks, actually.
I think it's cool.
That's kind of a gay villain, if I'm being honest with
you. No, because people are like, do you know what time it is? And then he lies about it. And
they're late.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, that's fucked up.
And that will fuck up your job interview, for example.
Yeah.
Or a date or, a reservation to Momofuku.
How about when they did him as a black guy? He's cool now, huh?
He is actually cooler. Legitimately, he does look much cooler.
The clock guy?
Yeah, he's wearing a chain that says T for time, I guess.
Yeah, because he goes by T.
Is it just Mr. T?
Mr. Time. Time to clock.
I pity the fool that do not set they watch correct.
Damn. Yeah, look at his cool fucking face tattoo.
Oh, he's got a Mike Tyson face tattoo. But it's a clock.
Yeah. Dude, Black Clock King.
Black Clock King is actually an awesome villain, dude.
Yeah, see, I picked a good one.
You did. Respect.
I knew there was something. There was something there that, even when I thought the character was white, there was something in the essence of the character that
in the flavor.
Both me and the black community can appreciate.
Something to finally bridge the gap between you and the black community is Black Time King.
Yeah, and it's me. It's me and a black woman shaking hands over the gap between Cornel West's teeth. We're both standing on either side.
On his okay.
And we're shaking hands.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like the meme.
Look at this guy. That one's terrible.
That one sucks dick.
The British Clock King.
The British Clock King can suck my cock.
I should get into watches.
My pussy.
Because I'll tell you what I have gotten into is wallets. Mm-hmm. As many of you know, my wallet was eaten by a Hasidic family when I was walking through Williamsburg. It fell out of my
I don't know. What's
and they were attracted to the smell because it had housed money in it.
You didn't even have any cash.
It fell out of my pocket. My wallet fell out of my pocket. And they scurried up and got...
It's a little too enthusiastic of a laugh, I think. I thought,
sorry, man.
So I had to replace my wallet.
Because it's absurd.
It's absurd.
That's why it's funny.
You do absurdist humor.
No, they do eat wallets.
Yeah.
It's true.
Anyways,
soft leather wallet.
Well, I always had a nice big fat leather wallet. Mm-hmm. That was my shit, you know?
Yes.
I kept that system for a long time. When I wanted to replace it, I thought, oh, time to get another big, fat leather wallet.
Fat wallet like a pussy.
Instead, I got one of these new neoliberal wallets.
Pete Buttigieg type shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're called low-profile wallets or something. But this company, Ridge, I know I asked for a wallet, and I said anybody but Lewis recommend a wallet. And I guess Lewis also uses it, but I'm going to pretend like...
Yeah,
he does. For the purposes of this
and for your life,
Lewis uses a purse.
Lewis, has a pink purse. That
Lewis has
that a girl use
a woman's
uses.
Purse that he takes into the bathroom to pull his tampons out of. Mm-hmm. Not me though. I use the Ridge wallet now, which took a minute to get used to because it's, there's not. It's just two pieces of. I guess mine's carbon fiber, but some of them are steel or aluminum.
And they obliterate Orthodox Jews' teeth.
Yeah, dude. I saw a child with a yarmulke try and eat this one, and it cracked his
head. They're RFID blocking, which the chemicals that they pick up on are blocked by the wallet.
What's RFID?
Yeah, what does that mean? I saw that, and I like it.
So you can't get hacked or something?
Yeah, I guess if, like, because now cards have, like,
the chip.
NFC shit on them or whatever. If you, like, walk by, somebody can use Apple Pay on your...
Oh, shit. But not with the Ridge Wallet, motherfuckers.
Yeah, not with the Ridge Wallet. It's very sleek. There's two metal plates bound together by a durable elastic band. And it looks nothing like a traditional wallet.
No.
It kind of looks like a weapon. I like to spin mine around when I'm on public transit so people have to worry. They're like, is this guy going to... Is that a knife?
He looks crazy.
Yeah.
Laughing like that and spinning.
This guy's twisted. Titanium, carbon fiber, and aluminum options ensure there's an option for everyone.
That's right.
Unless...
Aluminum. Yeah. Adam, because it sucks. Titanium, me. It's
aluminum's
cool.
All right.
Carbon fiber, me, because I'm into... speed.
That's right. It's supposed to be aerodynamic.
Yeah.
Adam just has his shit wrapped up in aluminum foil.
Well, you guys didn't take... They gave us one.
Oh, I have one and I use it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I legitimately started using it. And I'm going to
do you
keep
put it in your back pocket and it's comfortable?
You can put it in any pocket.
But I'm a back pocket kind of guy.
Why? What do you think this is? The 50s?
Fuck back pocket wallet.
Actually, you know what? Fuck back pocket.
Oh, here we go. This is in the email for them. The Ridge Wallet is a minimal front pocket wallet that's designed to streamline what you carry every day.
And pussies that put their shit in the back need not apply.
Yeah, Adam likes to put his stuff in the back to advertise the goods.
It's closer to his asshole.
Yeah. He leans over on the train and he's like, it's hot out there today, huh, boys? And people are like, man, it's fucking October. Put your ass away, man. You're holding your wallet with your ass cheeks.
That wallet looks awesome. I love the carbon fiber between your ass cheeks.
Man, that's a nice wallet, but I'm pretty sure that's a minimalist front pocket wallet.
Get it and out from between your ass cheeks.
To hold with your ass cheeks to show everyone how tight your ass cheeks is. I know it's streamlined and sleek.
And it is the perfect thing to show how tight your ass is.
Yeah.
Because how sleek it is, but get it out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, no, it definitely pares down your shit so you're not carrying a bunch of extra stuff you don't want. Because I had a Modell's card in my wallet for years.
Yeah. Gotta go to Mo's.
And every time I would go to empty out my wallet, I'd be like, well, what if I have
3,000 Modell's.
What if I go to Modell's?
There's no way they can look up my phone number.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to Starbucks right now, but what if I end up at Modell's?
You never know.
You never know when you're going to be there. But now, thanks to the Ridge Wallet, it's confined me to my apartment because all of my loyalty programs, I've thrown them all away.
In the garbage.
Nick
only has the bare necessities.
The bare necessities. My debit card. The emergency card.
Extra small condoms.
That blames my death on Adam.
Let me reiterate. 4 extra small condoms.
In case my good friend Stock.
No, not in case of that.
In case my friend Stock comes over and says, buddy, you got to help me. I accidentally ate all of my condoms.
No, for yourself. Not for me.
I
don't eat condoms. Why would I even eat condoms?
I put a bunch of Hershey's Kisses in my condoms and ate them so I could smuggle candy onto the plane. I have a flight later. I had to smuggle.
You can bring candy on.
I reached the candy limit.
There's no such thing.
It has 30,000 five-star reviews, and it's a better way to carry your cash and cards. There's a lifetime warranty if you love it and free returns if you don't. Comes in titanium, carbon fiber, aluminum, and over a dozen different style and colors. So this one's a little bit different. You can either go to ridge.com/cumtown or put in cumtown as a promo code to get 10% off. With free worldwide shippings and returns.
Worldwide. Are you in fucking Jakarta, dude?
If you're in Djibouti, eating condoms and desperate, like, I need a new wallet because I am so hungry. And I heard the wallet may come with condoms in it to eat.
If you happen for some reason to be that guy.
If you're that guy, go to ridge.com/cumtown. Or use promo code cumtown on their website. to get 10% off of your order.
Two easy ways to get this shit.
It's too easy not to do, folks.
You'd be a fucking piece of dumb bullshit.
Your current wallet sucks.
Sucks
ass.
My hard cock.
It sucks ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you would call a boyfriend wallet.
That's right. That's right.
Anyways, let's start the show.
Bow, bow. Tick it, tick it, tick it, tick it, bow, bow. It's fucking come town.
Low T Tuesdays with Adam.
Take it away, Adam. What kind of gay shit do you need to fucking tell everybody about?
Take
now?
It away.
I'm trying to get a higher thread count sheet.
That's gay.
Yeah.
That's gay. Why do you even need sheets? You're single.
We don't have sheets.
No, I got these like sheets that are sateen, and I always sweat through. They have like
that.
A sateen something.
Fuck that shit.
And I want just a basic cotton so I don't sweat every night.
Damn.
So I'd be waking up with my sweat.
Damn, that is some low T shit.
And that's my low T.
Thank you. Adam's gay.
All right. Damn. Welcome to Come Town, everybody.
It's the Tom Joyner Morning Show. How you doing, Sybil? We got gay Adam here this morning.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, apparently this man is gay.
This is one of the gayest boys I have ever seen.
Would you go on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, Adam?
Well, yeah, I mean, any
Tom
shot
Joyner's
got
to be, what, like 172 years old?
Is he still doing it?
I don't think he's that old. Am I thinking of a different guy?
I never heard him.
I guess he's born
up.
In
49.
49, all right.
Yeah, so he's 69 years old.
Nice. That's not that old, you know?
Yeah.
People can be, you know, viable into their... Early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
This is great. So if you go to the Wikipedia page for the Tom Joyner Morning Show, it says, it can be heard on mobile devices and on the Xbox 360 console via iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
Featured personalities, Tom Joyner, J. Anthony Brown, Sybil Wilkes, Tyrell Zimmerman.
Whoa.
I remember there was always somebody laughing off mic.
Yeah.
That was like the whole show.
The producer?
Somebody way off mic, just standing in the doorway.
The
laughing.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show basically stole that formula, but mm-hmm. they added a gay guy. Does the Tom Joyner Morning Show have a gay guy? Ricky Smiley has a gay guy that does gossip.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard it.
Tom Joyner Morning Show ends this year.
What?
Joyner announced in 2017 that the show would end when it reaches its 25th anniversary in syndication, a milestone that will be reached in 2019.
Damn, my man. Good for Tom.
Was it just a morning show?
Yeah, it's a morning show. It's called the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I mean, like, did he play music or is it just like chat?
You know what a morning show is, man.
You know what a morning show is, man.
Did he play music?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Some of them, they don't. They just chat.
No, that's a morning
drive.
That's
time.
Morning drive time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they put even those play music.
Like intro music after commercials.
Nah, bro. They'll play a song every once in a while, bro.
Word.
The Junkies.
The best was when they gave Joe Robinson his own show on 98 Rock, and he would talk, and the show would be hilarious, and then he was like, all right, I guess I got to play like this gay music that people listen to this radio station like. Be like, hit strong and take you on. And he's like, ugh. God. That shit sucks.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is Joe still on the air over there?
I know, because
he took a break, no?
Yeah, I'm not going to put his business out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
I don't know this story.
Yeah.
Shouts out to our boys.
He was raped by Tom Myers. He had to take a mental health break from the radio. Mm-hmm. After
Jerry Sandusky, not that one, the Baltimore sports personality, raped him.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Mills raped him. I love Keith Mills.
Tom Joyner graduated with a degree in sociology.
Mm.
So he understands society.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to our boy, Justin Schlegel, holding down the morning show at 98 Rock.
Wait, Tom Joyner was in the Commodores.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
At first, his goal was to be a musician. He joined the band, the Commodores, that included his college friend, Lionel Richie.
What the fuck?
But the band did not make any money, and his family encouraged him to seek another way to make a living.
Are you joking?
I had no idea.
Wow.
He was in the Commodores.
Before
and then
they took off?
Right. He's like, I guess this isn't going to work out.
That's so funny.
So he quit, and then he had to wait 20 years to... I mean, I guess it worked out for him in the end.
Yeah. What was his... Could he sing?
Well, he can do more than...
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I gay?
Tom...
Is it my dick you're looking for? Yeah. I can suck you in the ass. I can
you also, have you ever seen him?
I can fuck you in the mouth.
He's got a wild look.
Yeah, he looks great. I think he looks great, actually.
Yeah.
Fat, bald, had glasses, mustache. I think he's a hot guy, dude.
Hello?
Yeah, I always thought he was way
Am
older
I gay?
Than he is.
Is my dick...
Because I remember listening to the show looking when I was small. Like a kid, and I thought, this is an old man.
Yeah, I get. But that's what I thought. I thought everyone was old as shit.
Yeah.
You think everyone's like too. 60 years old when you're a child.
Yeah, and then you find out they're like 30.
Yeah.
And then you're 30, and you're like, fuck.
Oh,
guess,
dude, when you look
I guess
back,
I fucked up.
When you look back at like the people you admired as a child, and all of them are 10 years younger than you are now or whatever.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm going to die. I'm a failure.
Yeah, John Belushi died when he was 21 years old.
Yeah.
How insane.
He
is
looked
that?
Older.
No, he wasn't 21.
He wasn't
21. Fucking
I know.
You're pretending you know who John Belushi is.
I know who he is.
Name is name one of his
name
songs.
Name one, yeah, one museum he created.
I'm a soul man.
Wrong.
Name one of his books.
How to Suck Dick and Influence Pussy.
He didn't write that.
Damn. I'm going to write that one, dude.
Wait, did we do a joke? Did we do a joke about Darth Vader doing the pinching thing, but he's making people's dicks smaller?
Yeah. Oh, not smaller. No. Yeah. We made the joke about them.
On stage, I did it about him jacking
people
off.
Which is a joke every third grader in the entire world has done.
This
so,
was,
good job
this
you did
nine
that on
years
stage,
ago.
But... Yep. No, about him doing the pinching thing, but
that's
like,
really good.
Oh yeah, it's making his dick small.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that
that's good, man.
That's called, what you call professional.
Yeah,
joke,
yeah.
Right?
They came through with the fourth grade.
That's huge, dude.
Yeah, that's good stuff, right there,
dude.
That's the kind of stuff that'll get you on the Tom Joyner Morning Radio Show.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show. My dick is fucking small.
My dick is fucking small. Yeah.
What kind of, like, opinions?
What the hell? Who made that? Wait a second. Who played that music?
Well, hold on, Sybil. I don't know if I'm... I don't... What the hell is this?
Bro, how can we make that happen? How can we sneak switch the tapes?
Just fuck up an interstitial.
That'd Tom so Joyner Morning Show. My dick is fucking small.
My dick is fucking small. Oh, it's the Tom Joyner's Dick is Small Morning Show. And it's a beautiful day. And what the? Wait a second.
Am I hearing things?
Wait, play the song again.
Sounds like the normal song, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Tom,
sounds
this is
normal
right,
to us.
The
Tom.
Song we've been playing for 25 years.
What?
fuck.
Oh damn! This is a Tom Joyner cruise.
Hell yeah, dude!
How, you know what would be a hilarious tragedy? The Tom Joyner cruise crashing into the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Just obese white ladies and obese black people meeting for the first time.
Yeah. But then they're all just in the ocean together.
Yeah.
We could heal America's racial
divide. We gotta come together.
Well, Steve,
you better stay
a,
off my life raft.
Steve has a joke in the Kings of Comedy special, which doesn't really make any sense, mm-hmm. which is that black people would try to survive the Titanic. Whereas white people just died.
That's true.
He doesn't make much sense.
Well, the joke is fucking hilarious.
It's so
it starts
funny.
Off
yeah.
and he's like, you never hear about 3,000 black people all dying at the same time.
Yeah, and then he's like...
Which outside of, like, I guess, Hotel Rwanda.
Yeah.
Not really. He's right.
He's right.
I mean, in a month, 1 million people died in Rwanda.
Yeah. Damn.
Their genocide was so fast, and it was so, like, bloody.
Shitting on Hitler.
It kind of makes you want to rewind that situation to have all those people back.
Yeah, I would love that. If they...
Is there a Hotep that's like, we showed Hitler, white Hitler, could barely do 6 million in 5 years. It took us only a month through the power.
There is now.
We're back on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and we've got a brother here. He's got some interesting ideas.
Damn, I was about to say something, but I forgot.
Story of my life.
Yeah, that's, and then he's like, and then Steve's like, yeah, and the band kept playing when the ship was going down. No black band would keep playing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's like, yeah, mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
This is like Michael Scott repeating the
two I kinds of black people. Dude. I just rewatched it. It's so good.
Yeah,
maybe I'll watch it on the Amtrak.
You should, man. It's on Amazon Prime.
The Slam Track.
I'm about to get pussy on there.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Is this a Slam Track car?
Yeah, dude.
Is this the pussy getting car?
That time I was on Amtrak and the train had been stopped for 4 hours and that bitch asked him to turn the AC down. And she goes, well, if we do, then the car's going to get hot. And then realizing that that's what they
were
asking for.
Exactly what she wants.
She goes, also, the controls are
on the bottom. Yeah. That's the best. That is the best customer service lie of all time. Also, say anything else. What the fuck do you even mean it's on the bottom of the train? Some guy in fucking overalls, like in a bungee cord, fucking go down there, rappels
to turn
down
the dial. They got to make a guy crawl under the train.
That's funny. How do you even install? Whose idea is that?
Also, the kitchen.
By the wheels.
It's incredible,
they're,
dude.
They're on the bottom. Of the
respect to that woman.
That's insane.
Damn. Shit, dude. My fucking knees hurt. I want to go to Germany and get some of that fucking, like.
That's from the fans in Cleveland. They sent that in to us.
Yep. Yeah. Send.
I just have a brain tumor where I think I'm Tom. This is the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and I'm Tom Joyner.
We should do an entire ep.
Mm-hmm. As you be civil.
Wait, your dad would play it on the car to school, or how?
My
did
mom,
you hear
my
it?
Mom would listen to it in the morning, like while getting ready for work.
My dad would listen to, like, Imus.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's a racist.
Well, after the nappy-headed hose comment, he had to switch.
Out?
He was out.
To what?
No, I don't know. I don't think my dad was driving me to school at that time when that dropped.
Oh, when was it? Like 2010, 2009? When did I miss?
That was, no, that was early.
No, that was
like
earlier.
2007.
Yeah.
I think
was,
you were graduating.
I think it was even
earlier. School.
I was in college at that point.
Your dad driving you to class every day?
Well, my dad would sit outside the class while I was in the lecture hall. He wouldn't want to embarrass me.
Yeah.
But he'd sit there with his purse. Mm-hmm. Ask me how it went.
Yep.
There was a girl at my college who went to class with her mom, and they wore matching outfits.
What?
It was really fucked up and sad.
Was her
Do you
mom
think
hot?
They ate each other's pussies?
That would have been cool. No, they both looked
pussies,
like
snack. Uh-huh.
They
snack
both
were pussy.
Like witch vibes.
Do you think they sucked cock together?
I think that they had a really dysfunctional, unhealthy relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which maybe led them to suck cock together.
I don't know if they were sucking cock. I think they were sleeping in the same bed for sure.
Damn. So not hot at all.
No, neither of them were attractive.
Not even the girl, the daughter?
No, they're both kind of wore all black and had long, like, kind of matted black hair.
Wait, what the fuck kind of classes were? What the fuck?
I mean, she was in college, I guess. So her regular college classes.
But yeah, wouldn't she be studying witchcraft?
I don't think that was offered at the school.
That's what I'm saying. What was she sitting in, like, fucking Western Civ and shit like that?
Yeah, whatever class. I don't know what her major was.
You never had
class I'd see them with walking her? Around campus together, and I knew people that, like, had class with her, and the mom would sit in the lecture hall.
You never had it with her?
No.
Nice.
Yeah. It really bummed me out.
Would you fuck a daughter and her mom at the same time?
Well, if it was at the same time, yes.
Did you and your dad ever have sex with each other?
Why would you say that, Nick?
He's just asking a question.
I'm
just
asking to answer that question.
You know about my pedigree as a homicide detective. I can't help but be inquisitive in ways that you don't even know.
You're not a homicide.
You don't know which direction I'm going.
That's true.
You don't know. I'm asking you this. You just got to answer questions.
Maybe he's asking. Maybe he doesn't even care about the answer.
I don't care about the answer. I don't care about anything.
Maybe setting up four questions.
What'd you have for lunch today? Can you remember that at least?
Yeah.
What was it?
Cock, a man's cock.
It was
cock.
Like a pasta.
Where?
Leftover.
Where'd you get
at
it?
At home. That where, I made last
You made
night.
It where? Oh. Last night?
Hmm. Yeah.
Where was this?
In my apartment.
What's your address?
I'm not going to say that on
so
the radio.
So you can't admit your address to me, but you can admit that you had sex with your father.
Interesting.
You're not.
You're a police.
Very
man.
Interesting. You that realize it is a crime in the
you're
state of New
You're not a policeman.
I'm a detective.
You're not a
with
detective.
A New Hampshire Police Department.
Why New Hampshire? Libertarian.
That's where it's illegal to have sex with your father. And so they brought
Nick
me
looked
in.
Up the laws.
It's
he's
my
like,
jurisdiction.
I'm trying to bust
the these guys.
It's my jurisdiction.
I bet it is against the law.
It probably is.
Is it
fuck
incest?
Your dad?
Yeah, is it incest illegal?
But I'll tell you what. The
I
only way you can
socially
get around
frowned
it
upon.
Is wearing the right underwear.
That's right.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire, they have a law that says if you're wearing Mack Weldon underwear, you can't go to jail.
For getting your ass filled by your father.
For any crime, actually.
Oh, really?
That's what libertarianism is. Free minds, free markets,
mm-hmm.
free underwear. If you don't like the first pair, you can keep it.
That's right.
MackWeldon.com, the libertarian underwear company, is sponsored by the state of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Every pair of underwear you buy goes directly to purchasing
an island to have sex with children.
An island, yeah, leather jacket with every slur emblazoned on it that Ron Paul can wear into the DMV while he flips off. Everyone that works there and insists on when he drives his car drunk into the DMV, screaming about how he has a right to travel unmolested. I am free to travel unmolested.
I hate when the fucking tendrils of big government.
I hate when I'm molested by
wrap
having a
their
driver's
hands
license.
Around my cock.
It means to be bothered.
I love being molested by my driver's license.
I hate it.
That's what I meant. I meant to say I hate it.
I hate being molested by age of consent laws as a libertarian.
Yeah.
That's the most
fucked
up law.
When my penis wants to travel unmolested into a six-year-old, I hate being molested by the state. Your Honor, so who really? Whomst among us?
That is so true. And the judge's like, order. I'm wearing Mack Weldon underwear.
The judge is like, order. Did anyone order this pizza? And he's holding a pizza up, and they're like, judge, come on, man.
Stop doing bits.
Stop
man.
Doing fucking bits. As a child was raped.
Okay. Well,
order. No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm just joking around here, trying to see if anybody wants to do, you know, just messing around. You guys,
did you listen to anything we said, Judge? We've been cross-examining the child.
No,
for 40
sorry,
minutes.
I'm one of those Asian judges.
What do you mean by that?
You know, like the guy from the
OJ
Simpson.
Yeah,
I'm one of those types of judges.
And what does that mean exactly?
He did bits that whole trial.
I would do bits the whole. He did bits the whole time.
Wait, that's how OJ got off.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
The whoopee cushion?
The whoopee cushion, the rubber chicken.
Mm-hmm. That was hilarious. And Johnny Cochran would laugh at every joke. That's why he'd get... And Marsha Clark would just be like,
she's
such a bitch
queen,
about it.
Yeah,
she's like, I don't get jokes because I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Yeah.
MackWeldon.com.
MackWeldon.com has a simple mission.
Mm-hmm.
To preserve a future for
no, it doesn't.
Your
it doesn't
basics.
Have that. It does not have that mission, man.
To make sure all your basics and beyond are smartly designed and shopping for them is easy and convenient.
Mm-hmm.
We founded Mack Weldon, us, the three of us,
that's
because
right.
we wanted more out of our basics.
For sure.
My underwear, my knives, my lighters,
my pocket pussy,
my compass. My 18th century flask and compass that I wear around Brooklyn
mm-hmm.
in my high waters, letting everyone know I could be right now. I could drop everything and be in Bighorn, Montana,
mm-hmm.
making love to an elk. I'm not some hipster dumbass.
That's right.
I'm a guy that loves combs and fancy.
That's right.
Combs that you make yourself.
I make my own.
They're made out of like a whale bone.
I have a pine cone that I comb my hair with as I walk around Brooklyn in my Mack Weldon underwear because I'm tired of the basics. And I always question how something so essential could be such a pain in the ass.
I question that all the time.
Yeah. When I go into the underwear store, I'm like, one underwear, please. And they're like, excuse me? And I'm like, what part of...
A fucking underwear, bitch!
I can't. I'm blind. I don't know.
I want fucking underwear!
Can you put them on me?
Put them on me.
Can you wipe me?
My ass is out. My hurts.
Can you wipe me while I wear the underwear?
And tuck it between my balls and my gooch.
Can you suck my penis till it's hard? Can you suck on it, please?
And so, yeah, we're in the Old Navy underwear department.
And the frustration
like that
was real. And our eureka moment happened in the department, an Old Navy store aisle full of brands that dominated our top drawer. Givenchy. Mm-hmm. Dolce & Gabbana,
that's right.
Chanel,
Sergio Tacchini,
Tacchini, Dada,
Dada Supreme,
La Perla,
Pele,
yeah, Averix, South Pole,
surrounded, yeah, my fucking
Rock
eight ball underwear,
mm-hmm.
my
Inichi,
of course,
Inichi underwear, surrounded by a mind numbing assortment of underwear and socks. We realized
DoorDash
consistent fit. And quality became a game of roulette.
Oh, my God.
Russian roulette.
Oh, like
we'd kill hunter. A guy every time our underwear didn't fit well.
Yeah, like the queer
kill a Chinese guy with
Didi Mao.
Chris Walken or whatever.
Didi Mao. You guys
ever seen Robert De Niro in that?
Right, it's Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, that guy that died of bone cancer.
Meryl Streep's husband.
What's his name now? That Italian guy that was in everything back in the day.
Oh, yeah, John, what's Streep's his name? Husband.
DeFredo.
Yeah,
Fredo. Yeah. John something.
John Pucciliani.
John 360.
So we decided to take
John 22, Adam 22.
Yeah.
That rapist is his father. Yeah.
What if I changed my name to Adam 23? Coming next to the stage.
Adam 23.
They would call me Adam 600 if they knew the truth.
The only numbers based Adam who is not raped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
combining that guy, but also Con Air.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I still have to see Con Air.
There's a guy named Johnny 23 who's raped.
Gotcha.
And he goes, they call me Johnny 600 if they knew the truth.
Yeah. He's pretty clearly saying movie. He's raped 600 people there.
Yeah. Adam raped 600 people. So they started Adam from scratch and engineered their own fabric. They made sure the design process was meticulous. So you can count on the fit being the same each time. We built a world-class customer service experience. The difference is in the details. We obsessed over every stitch and seam.
Oh, my God.
Until we reached our definition of perfect.
Hell yeah, dude.
Tell you what, Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now.
It really is.
They're premium men's essentials. All right. Adam gets his panties there.
That's right.
I got him. Don't worry, I got it.
For extra pussy lips.
Yeah. He goes,
I just want to understand what it's like to be a woman.
He goes, he clicks on the girls section.
All right.
And he clicks under extra pussy lips.
Yeah, he goes, my pussy for extra small pussy lips.
Bitch.
Yeah.
You have extra little pussy lips, but a lot of them.
Your dick is so small, you need to get women's underwear.
Your dick is the same. Like, it's exactly like a lot of his pussy lip.
Yeah, but amount. It's small. A small amount.
But a small amount.
I don't think that.
Mack Weldon is the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants more than you'll ever wear. They have a natural line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor. They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they'll still refund you. No questions asked. Adam requested that specifically.
Yeah.
He got them to do
well, that. I just wanted to help out the promotion.
Yeah.
It was a good idea.
Not only does Mack Weldon underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well, too. They get hard always.
Your cock will definitely
your penis
get hard in those.
Will be hard when you wear these silky smooth underwear put on. I like to put mine on and I get hard and I come in them. I take them off and I put on other underwear before leaving the house.
Yeah.
Because I put them on and I come in my pants immediately.
Every time.
How could you even get anything done?
And then I don't even.
That's how good the underwear is, man.
It's why we don't. We buy other underwear.
I don't even have sex with girls anymore. I put on underwear and my leather outfit.
Yeah.
And I just have, I come in them and I make videos for YouTube.
Yeah.
So for 20% off your first order, visit MacWeldon.com and enter promo code CUMTOWN20 at checkout.
That's right.
And you get 20% off first order.
Let's start the show.
Yeah. And they send you. Send you trinkets on your birthday.
Oh yeah, I got a pocket.
I got a keychain that says "No Fear." I'm pretty sure that was from them.
Yeah, I loved No Fear as a child.
Yeah, I had No Fear board shorts.
Yeah,
I had a fanny pack.
Because I remember getting those clothes, or you'd see No Fear clothes, and I'd be like, "Damn, that kid's not afraid of anything."
Yeah,
and I was like, "I wish I could."
And there was always some like white trash kid with gel in his hair. Too.
Like, I wish I could not be afraid.
I wish I was fearless.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was getting abused in that way instead of the gay way that I am.
Yeah, I had no idea what Calvin and Hobbes was.
Oh, none.
I only knew that No Fear and then pissing.
And the picture, yeah, the bumper sticker thing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really read newspaper cartoons.
I used to read them every morning.
I would sometimes get.
I'm reading the newspaper like Daddy.
Yeah,
it's me, Adam, the newsboy who reads about the world
then
like
I graduated
Daddy.
To sports. I graduated to sports.
I can't wait. I'm gonna tell everybody what's going on in the world.
I used to from the library check out whole books of the comic book strips.
Yeah,
I would run through Heathcliff, for example.
Beat Cliff.
Mm-hmm. Meat Cliff.
Beat Cliff. I had the one of the Far Side books. You remember those? The Far Side comics? And I remember thinking that was the funniest shit in the world. Yeah. I'd be like, the sign says school for idiots. Mm-hmm. And the kid's pushing on a pole door. Fucking retard.
Got his ass.
Fucking the joke in the comic.
The guy in the Far Side, you've done it again.
Yeah.
Imagine that guy dedicating
doesn't run
your
his
life
mouth like Dilbert guy. Yeah,
dude, I can't
Dilbert
imagine.
Gets no pussy.
If somebody made those jokes like to me as a grown man, and they were another adult, I'd be like, kill yourself.
Dude, that's the thing. Imagine dedicating. I mean, stand up is fucking
stand-up's
stupid. Stand up
is dumb,
shit.
But
imagine dedicating
comics?
Your life to the most lukewarm ass joke of all time and then doing like a little kind of shit. Shitty drawing,
yeah,
and that's your entire life.
That's your entire life, and then you make millions, and it's like
it
calendars.
Doesn't even have colors, right? The Far Side was black and white.
No, some of it was color.
Was it?
I think the books they would color it in.
Yeah,
I mean, I must admit, I have purchased a Dilbert book as a youth.
Yeah, I never liked Dilbert, but the Far Side I thought was hilarious.
You thought it was funny?
I thought it was very funny. I used to like the ones that were particularly like. You know, like somebody died or something.
I like Mallard.
You're a fucked up guy.
I was a twisted.
Yeah. You're a fucked up kid.
Do you
bro?
Like dead
the
baby
Joker
jokes,
almost.
Bro?
Oh,
you're fucked up, bro.
Dude.
Yeah, I remember having a favorite dead baby joke when I was in like fourth grade.
Of course.
Where this woman goes into a doctor's office and her like kid stopped breathing or whatever, and she's crying. She's like. Doesn't know what to do. She's hysterical. And this guy's the best doctor in the, you know, mm-hmm. best baby doctor in the country.
Of course.
And so he's like, oh, ma'am, please, right away, we'll take him into the operating room. Just wait out here, right? So the woman's crying and waiting and crying and waiting. And then about an hour later, the operating room doors swing open. And the guy, he's got an extension cord tied around the baby's neck. And he's swinging around the room, like knocking a bunch of shit off the walls. You know, and just like smashing the baby into like lights and
that's
stuff.
That's messed up.
And she's like, oh my God, what are you doing? He goes, don't worry, he's already dead.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. When I was like
that
eight,
was your favorite. Huh?
When I was eight, that was just a killer. I thought that, yeah. So naturally.
One of my favorites when I was that age was it was like a joke about a guy, like a gorilla keeper. And it was something like the gorilla needed to mate or its pussy would be ruined or something. And it was like, so they offered the groundskeeper, they're like, okay, for $2,000, will you fuck the gorilla? And he'd be like, He took a week to think about it, and he came back and was like, all right, I'll do it, but it's going to take me some time to come up with $2,000. And I was just like, ah, he wants to pay to fuck the gorilla?
No, I mean, that's a funny joke.
That is funny.
Yeah.
I love that joke. That was one of my go-tos.
I mean, you know where it's going, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a kid, when you don't know about misdirection?
Another one I loved as a kid was, why are there no Muslims on Star Trek?
Okay. Oh, you love that?
Yeah, because it's the future.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, not a good one.
That one did not... I guess the racist ones are more anti-Semitic over in Greektown.
Oh, yeah?
Are you offended?
Is there a natural rivalry?
Triggered, offended.
I think everyone is just kind of anti-Semitic, man.
I think that's probably true.
I don't remember one in particular.
Yeah, the pizza screaming in the oven.
Of course.
Eating the ashtray.
Yeah.
How do you fit 6 million Jews in a car?
Right.
What else?
Which, honestly...
That's still too much
still
ash.
Too much ash.
It's too much ash.
That's my biggest problem with that. It's not the ideological issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What jokes were they telling at the Chinese kid table, lunch table?
They didn't have jokes.
What's going on there? They're like, hey, what's 4 plus 4? And then someone goes, 7. And then they all laugh. It's funny because that's not the right answer.
It's the wrong answer.
They're okay, time to go back to regular math. And then they'd just be like,
they're all laughing at Homestar Runner and stuff.
No, I think they're being racist towards Koreans. Taiwanese and Korean people.
Oh, that's probably true. Yeah.
This is the same exact joke.
Absolutely.
Vietnamese. Mm-hmm.
Actually, honestly, we did make fun of Albanians, as children even. So, eldest we would really mock.
That was a regional rivalry. Mm-hmm.
It was.
What are some of the other... I love this podcast is now just racist jokes.
Kid racist jokes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't really remember them either. Yep, I don't remember any jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the ones my dad
used to say. The guy throwing his clock out the window.
Time flies.
Yeah, that shit sucks, dude. Jokes were terrible. And then you love them as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, these are great.
Well, I would laugh at Full House, dude.
That's true. I wouldn't. I didn't think Full House was funny. I didn't know the difference between shows that weren't funny and shows that...
I just got so sad about Danny Tanner's wife being dead.
I watched a lot of Seventh Heaven, and I probably referred to it as a sitcom numerous times.
You thought that was funny.
When I was a kid.
I thought
because it was weird to me.
Family Matters was good. Well, that's why a laugh track's good, dude.
Yeah.
It tells you when.
It tells you when to laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that bitch mom being a bitch all the time on Seventh Heaven was funny.
That's a joke I remember from, of course you call it Urkel, you don't call it Family Matters, but they were filling out a form and it was like age 17, height 5'6", sex, yes, please.
Yeah,
I remember that shit.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Classic.
I thought that was from Austin Powers. No,
It was literally on a Family Matters episode.
Damn, I might rewatch. I rewatched both Collateral and Thief this week.
Collateral is great, dude. It's great to see Tom play a bad guy.
Yeah, with gray hair.
With Jamie Foxx.
With gray hair, which I think he is. He's actually gray in real life.
No shit.
I think that might be the only time you've seen him with his real hair.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's like in his 50s, probably.
I think he's almost. He's probably 60.
You stole 16? My briefcase. Probably. He's older than you think he is.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt he's 60. He's probably 58.
Dude, when you were talking about that judge, I just remembered in Vegas, there was a crisis because this woman, who was 600-pound woman, got elected
57.
As a judge.
Yeah.
57. And she had to be taken off the bench because she was she was massively fat. She was on oxygen. She couldn't walk. She had a rascal scooter. And she made her bailiff massage her feet and stuff and massage her back. She her husband, she brought to court and had the clerk swear him in to so he could testify about whether he did
his chores at home or not.
What?
She was like a monster. And like the state, like, Supreme Court had to like get her off the bench.
She
like
rules.
Her husband went to jail for 15 years for hitting her with a frying pan. And then, yeah, she like, they
that's
got her
off.
That's
a classic crime, dude.
That's like
the frying pan domestic violence. Yeah, yeah. That's a classic one. Yeah, Halverson, I think her name was.
Halverson.
And it was just front page news every day because this bitch would just fall asleep like in the middle of testimony. She was like the bailiff, like asked to like get transferred.
From which trial was
health
this?
At any size, dude.
She got elected somehow.
A big bitch?
She was like 600 pounds. She was like medically fucking fat. And then she was so fat. Yo, you got to see a picture of her too. Picture is just incredible. Hot? She's like... She's on oxygen all day long.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, look, Judge Halverson.
Judge Halverson.
Judge
Nevada.
Halverson.
Asian style judge. Judge.
Oh my God, this is certainly.
Yeah, she might be more than 600 pounds.
She's dead.
She died, thank God.
She died at 56.
It was so funny.
Just shy of Cruz. Damn, yeah, this is a large woman here.
This is a big woman.
Oh, this is, yeah. Imagine being that bitch and being like, oh, I can't find any clothes that fit. I guess I'll become a judge. I guess I'll do the only job where, oh, man, look at this. Drinking Pepsi. And
respect.
Then, dude, it's so funny. Like, I would love to have seen it in the flesh.
Damn. Bailiff too attentive. Imagine having to touch that woman in any way.
Shape, the bailiff, she used to make the bailiff put her shoes on because she was so fat she couldn't do it.
That's wild. Sucks, how much does it pay to be a bailiff?
Probably like not enough.
$12 an hour.
And then he got transferred and then she hired her own security detail. She hired like three. It was like every day there was new shit coming out.
To protect her from what? Crackers?
I don't know. Yeah.
Why was she... I don't know. Who cares? Fuck this bitch. Why were you looking into this fat judge?
I just remembered it when you were talking about that judge that was doing pranks. I was like, oh, damn. Yeah. I remember that 900-pound judge in Vegas. It's such a Vegas story, too. Shit like that happens all the time.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It's a shame she wasn't the judge that oversaw the court case against you and your father for having gay sex.
Yeah. That's not true.
Case busted open by yours truly.
You didn't bust anything. Busted it wide open?
Yeah, brought all
busted
the way.
Busted wide open.
Your Honor, I'm just a detective from New Hampshire.
I'm a humble detective.
You're out of your jurisdiction, sir.
No, my jurisdiction covers guys that fuck their dads.
I'm a humble-ass motherfucker.
And because of the new Beijing extradition laws, it affects New Hampshire.
I gotta get to Funny Moms.
Oh, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
There's a shirt. I think you threw it. Yeah, that one right there. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's that girl whose name is on there, if you can give it to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you listen, everyone, please come see me this week in Detroit and Kalamazoo, Michigan, October 19th and 20th. And I will also be in Lafayette. I added a bunch of cities to the Ruthless and Toothless final chapter tour. Oh, damn. Lafayette, New Orleans, motherfucking The Stress Factory.
Final Blapter.
Atlanta.
We got
Baltimore,
a Blapter coming up.
Houston.
It's the last page of the book.
Nashville, motherfuckers.
Yes, you know.
Go to stavi.biz/tour
Stavi
and buy your tickets.
Blizz.
But yeah, I'm coming to a bunch of fucking cities. This week, Detroit and Kalamazoo. Please
buy coming,
those.
And he's ready to do the show.
Stavi.biz.
Stav.business.com.sexual.
/sexuality.
/sexuality. cash pussy money records. The LLC, sorry.
Mm-hmm. It is an LLC.
cashmoney.business.association LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Extreme Detailing Service.
That is correct.
We also fix elevators. I got my elevator inspection license from the city.